Los Angeles has the largest population of Korean Americans in the United States. It's the city where Julie Soon's immigrant parents arrived when they came here from South Korea several decades ago. One of their dreams was that their only daughter achieve the best of what their adopted country could offer. As part of the NPR series Immigrants' Children, Gloria Hillard brings us the story of a young woman who exceeded all of her parents' expectations in her own way.
For 31-year-old Korean-American Julie Soon, L.A.'s Koreatown is both a foreign and familiar place.
For me, I'm very Americanized. I'm a second-generation Korean-American. I was born here. So for me, you know, I'm definitely more Americanized than a lot of the people in Koreatown.
Hundreds of Korean-language signs lead the way down boulevards and strip malls packed full of bakeries, shops, and restaurants. One of the restaurants in this neighborhood is owned by Soon's cousin. The table is covered with multicolored appetizers and small clay pots full of red-hot, bubbling stew.
I guess the best way to describe it is like a tofu stew. And
tofu stew.
My parents came here in the like late 60s, early 70s, and you know they like to tell me stories about how when they first came to the United States, they had to make do with like sauerkraut and like hot sauce to make kimchi.
Today, her father, a pharmacist, and her mother, a doctor, want to share stories about their only daughter. 72-year-old Soon Ho-sun recalls the day Julie told him she was joining the Marines. At first, he said no.
Just my wife said that leave alone for her what she wanted. That's American way.
After completing her service, including a tour in Iraq, the former Marine captain put on another uniform.
Robert 2535, Robert.
She joined the Los Angeles Police Department.
He was resistant at first. I think part of it is I'm his only daughter. And then just traditionally speaking, he just wants me to get married, you know?
Soon was recently assigned to LAPD's Use of Force Review Division, involving cases of officer-involved shootings.
When a radio call comes out, it gives you like maybe 25% of what's really happening. And you have so much more to find out when you get on scene. You're trying to piece together a story.
In piecing this story together, we need to go back to the early 80s, where Soon grew up in the predominantly white suburbs of Orange County.
The racism that we dealt with was very formative, I guess, is the best way to put it. So for the longest time, it was me trying to understand why, you know, people were treating me this way. Because, you know, for me, all I knew was America.
Growing up, Soon's parents insisted she and her three brothers learn and speak only English. Soon can understand Korean, but is not fluent in it. She talks about the time she responded to what she says is one of the hardest calls a cop can make. It was a suicide, and the family was Korean.
We walk in there, my partner and I together, and we meet with the family. And I found myself, you know, stumped because I never learned the language of grief in Korean.
So she called her father on her cell phone.
My dad was definitely the backup.
I asked Soon why she wanted to be a cop.
For me, it was just giving back to a country that has given my family so much opportunity we wouldn't have back in Korea.
And there was another reason, she says. It's the one most cops will tell you.
You want to get those bad guys. And the other part is just to make sure that people are safe.
And in the last 3 years on the job, Soon says her father seems to have come around.
I'm proud of what he joined the LAPD. We are happy.
Of course, she's still his only daughter.
I hope she will find a boyfriend to get married. That's all I need right now.
Those wedding bells may have to wait. Because for now, Officer Soon is pretty busy.
Male Asian, 40 to 50 years. Brown.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Who's trying to tow a vehicle. Meet DOT.